Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a great offer on a new Honda and be on your way to remote beach weekends, deep forest discoveries, and sunsets next to a campfire that you built yourself. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda CR-V, Ridgeline, or the all-new 2022 Civic.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Excludes Civic Type R. See dealer for financing details.
Boom, that's right, that's right. What up, what up, what up? Episode 187 of the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. Dr. Bridges looking like he's taking it back to the 9900. You know what I'm saying? The bandana and the jersey.
Shout out to little cuz, man, Mikael Bridges. And shout out to my other little cuz, Miles Bridges. You know what I'm saying? We got two Bridges in the NBA right now. That Miles Bridges is on the way. No disrespect to the Suns. Y'all know where my heart lies, but that's little cuz. I got to support him, all right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we out here. I look like I'm about to be on a Nelly video. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, down, baby. Yo, street, the Range Rover, boom, boom. All right, you know what I'm saying? Ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs, give it to me now. Right? Yeah, I look like
You youngins don't know about that
one. I look like I'm straight out of 2000 video. You know what I'm saying? Bling, bling. Whatever you want to say, you know what I'm saying?
Straight Dipset.
Straight Dipset stat video. Shout out to Dipset and the Locks, man, for a very entertaining night.
Oh, that's coming up, JB. That is coming up, sir. Oh, we are getting into that.
Woo!
We are going to get into all that. We haven't even talked about that personally yet.
I don't even watch Versus, man. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, when they said the Locks, I was just like, I'm locked in. No pun intended. And, of course, the Dip, you know what I'm saying? Like, So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, we're gonna get to all that more. We got some NFL talk, Hall of Fame, of course, Olympics. Get us a little bit of JB's, you win or not, with some interesting topics, all that shit. So make sure to tap in with us. Listen, if you're following in the live stream right now, we really appreciate it. Drop in a comment or a question, and I promise we will shout you out. We will get to your questions here on the Savage Hotline, all that fun stuff. And again, man, if this is your first time tapping in with us, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. As you can see, got the Facebook, you know what I'm saying? We got the Instagram. Make sure to get us our Instagram. If you want some patented JB workout plans, some free game, make sure to tap in with us on our Instagram. Of course, YouTube. Shout out to everybody that's been showing love, especially on some of these past videos, past guests. Man, people are really, JB, people are really loving that Big Ja interview. A lot of love on that one. We get new
man,
comments.
Big Ja. Hey, shout out to Big Ja, man. You know what I'm saying? Big Ja steady doing his thing. Big time content cat, you know what I'm saying? More so than that, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be big in this video thing, you know what I'm saying? As far as like motion picture shit soon to come. So shout out to Big Job, man. And all our folks over there in the NoHo district of Los Angeles, California. Yay, 5498.
That's right. And listen, if you ever miss an episode, don't even worry about it. Go over to jbandbennybluereview.com. We got it built in right on the site. You can subscribe to the newsletter right there so you don't miss anything that we do. We got reaction videos, new JB's Hog Talk, which we're going to be putting up on Instagram here tomorrow. We got a bunch of shit that you can always tap in with us. And we're on all streaming platforms, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, fucking banging out somebody's Nissan Altima. Wherever you listen to shit, we got you. So make sure to tap in. And of course, if you want to sponsor us, man, make sure to tap in, of course, first and foremost with our guys at SavageCBD.com. Use the code REVIEW for 15% off your first order and free shipping. Get all types of different products, man. We got the referral codes and all that stuff in the link when you watch this on YouTube. Tinctures, balms, cartridges, whatever you need, they got it. SavageCBD.com. Use code review for all that shit. And of course, man, if you want to sponsor us, you know what to do. Get at us. JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com. We got you. Whether it's on this or on social media. Gordy, we love you. Appreciate you.
What up, Coco? Real rap though, Benny. Real rap though. And I know Benny posted this on our social media, on our Instagram page.
Oh,
and
talk about it.
On our Twitter. Yo, if you want to work for the boys, man, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for somebody to come and help us out with booking and with content on Instagram and all our social medias, man. If you want to holler at us, man, you know what I'm saying? Drop a DM. Shoot us an email right there. You see it down on the bottom line right there. JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com, man. And like I said, get at us on Instagram. DM us. Twitter, same thing. And anything else that Benny got control of over there, you know what I'm saying? Black Planet, you know what I'm saying? MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Look, AOL, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, we're bringing AIM back. Fuck
straight
it.
Straight like that. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, holler at us, man. Tap in. We working it out, you know what I'm saying? We just need somebody to show us love. Shout out to our buddies over there in Oakland, you know what I'm saying? The magazine So Effing Dope, man. They posted something, man. When you posted that, they posted growth, right? And that's big, Benny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, bro, the first time we ever did this right there, I feel like we was on the roof. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we was on the roof in the Savage Veranda, man, in the North Hollywood district of Los Angeles, California, man. Shout out to NoHo again. So much love there. And yeah, that's big, man. Growth. So you want to rock with the boys, you know what I'm saying? You want to become part of the team. Trust me, we need you. With everything we got going on the solo tip, we need somebody to be that glue to make sure that we're getting the most out of this JB and Benny Blue podcast thing.
Exactly. JB said it best and beat me to it. We're at that point now, JB, where, you know, we're the dynamic duo, but we need role players around us. So if your thing is making memes and staying on top of content, whether it's video content, TikTok, stuff like that, we're looking for you. If you're looking for a smooth side hustle, make a few $100 a month, just easy work to get some content for us. Same thing for booking producers. If you got some good guests in any walk of entertainment, you know, athletics, actors, comedians, musicians, social media influencers, again, you want to make a few $100 a month, throw us some folks. Again, get at us. That's what we're looking to do, because now we're at that point, man. Football season's coming back around. We're trying to elevate this thing to the next level. So that's the investment that we're making in this good dope.
Right.
God damn it.
Without a doubt.
We gotta get it to the people.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, man. So look, we got a lot of stuff to get into, of course. Drop in your questions, comments, whatever we're talking about, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you got to ask, drop it in. We appreciate anyone tapping in on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So look, Dr. Bridges, let's get right to it, man. Unfortunate news to start with, but we gotta give the man his flowers. RIP Bobby Bowden passed away, I believe, today. Yeah, man.
91 years old, man.
FSU legend.
Legend. Big time, bro. Yeah. I remember getting up on Saturday mornings when I didn't have responsibilities and things I had to do outside as a young country boy growing up in Macomb, Mississippi, watching the Jefferson Pilot game of the day, all right? And that's college football.
Wow.
Usually it entailed two teams from the SEC and ACC. Most likely those are always two teams hitting off on each other. So it was always the ACC versus the SEC. The Florida State, of course, you know what I'm saying, they're going to go with those ratings. So back in the day, man, Benny, it used to be Florida State and Tennessee all day. Like, you could pretty much book it that Saturday morning it was going to be Florida State or Tennessee. And, man, it was – Bobby Bowden is an icon, you know what I'm saying, not only in Tallahassee but just around the South and in football, college football in general. That Bowden family, that name is high-quality people. And we lost a good one, but, man, he did it. He did the damn thing. 91 years old. It's sad that he had to go out with pancreatic cancer, and I know that quite well. Mom and dad both passed from that. So I know, you know what I'm saying, he probably suffered a little bit before he went out. But, you know, 91 years, man, all the lives and the young men's lives he's touched and families that he's touched. And it's, hey, Mr. Bowden, Coach Bowden, grandfather, great-grandfather, husband, father, rest easy, legend. Rest easy.
Yeah, man. And, yeah, I mean, Bobby Bowden, is the second winningest coach in Division I history.
Right.
Which is wild. And he's one of those coaches that, like, made you, like, want to, like, play for him and watch college football. Mm-hmm. And you get these coaches nowadays that, like, you got the Nick Sabans, you got the Dabos, Urban Meyer, stuff like that. They didn't really have that connection and reach like Bobby Bowden had. For some reason, I don't know what it was. He just kind of had that magic
right.
about him. You know what I mean?
I think Ogeron had the type of person, right, personality at LSU.
I think Coach O is kind of the second coming of that.
Yeah, he has that it factor that you're speaking about that makes young people say, you know what, I want to play for this dude. Like, I'm coming to LSU not just to become part of a great Tiger legacy, but, man, I want to play for Coach O. And, yeah, Bobby Bowden had that back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? As somebody who got recruited by Florida State back in the day. Like, yeah, it was just that. Just what you just said, you hit the nail on the head, buddy.
I was going to say, like, you got recruited
mm-hmm.
by Florida State, right?
Yep.
Wow. Crazy. Yep. Late 90s.
Yep.
Jesus.
To play defense, yep. Mm-hmm.
To play defense.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was a big, you know what I'm saying? In my senior year, I think I had six sacks and, like, 9-10 tackles for loss and I was wreaking havoc, you know what I'm saying, playing defensive end. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yep. So a lot of schools recruited me to play defense. Southern Miss actually recruited me to play defense, to be honest.
Wow.
They didn't really know what they wanted to do with me, but the reason I stated on here before that is that Coach Bauer told me the truth. He said, I need a guard, right? That's what he said. I need a guard. So we want you to play offense. I mean, but at the same time, I went out there and the whole damn D-line, literally the whole D-line that I faced against when I was younger, they all went to the NFL. So I think they was okay defensive line-wise.
God damn.
Right.
Well, rest in peace, Bobby Bowden. Shout out to their whole family. And, yeah, man, that's a hard dude to replicate and replace. So, yeah, man, shout out to the family there. Moving on, JB, I don't know if you saw this. Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson were together, and Jimmy Johnson is now in the Hall of Fame. But they were kind of checking Jerry about finally putting Jimmy Johnson in the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's going to happen this year?
They already did it. It's already done.
Yeah,
they are. It's already done. So, yeah, they put feelings aside. And, I mean, when it all boils down to it, they both, you know, Jerry Jones is a cornerstone of not only the Cowboys organization, but the NFL, right? He's extremely influential in everything that goes on with the NFL. He's one of those owners, one of the longstanding owners that's been in the NFL, of course, had the longest tenure. So he sits very high amongst those big money guys, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know why somebody keeps trying to come in. Right? Somebody keeps trying to tap in on us. But, yeah, so about time, man. Coach Johnson's, man, great dude. There's another guy, right? We talk about coaches that have that it factor that just people just wanted to play for him, right? It just is what it is, man. Since when he was down in Miami and, of course, when he got to the Cowboys and all the Super Bowls that he won with those great teams that he put together and him and Jimmy, you know, working side by side and putting those great teams together and stacking those championships up. So, yeah, about time. And congratulations to Coach Johnson, man. You know, well-respected, well-loved. Choked me up, you know what I'm saying, when the last year or whatever, when they tapped him on the shoulder and basically, you know what I'm saying, he was on CBS, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of the crew, with actually one of his fellow inductees for this year, Coach Cowher. They both kind of got did the same way. So it was dope, man. Congratulations to Coach Johnson and all the rest of these casters getting dropped into the Hall of Fame. Man, it was the biggest induction ever because, of course, they had 20 and 21. Shout out to my guy, Edwin James. His speech. if you as a young person weren't motivated when you heard that, you crazy, right? Crazy. It's just he has always been a person I've known to tell it like it is, no matter what, right? No matter what, he gonna tell it like it is, and that's that was him. He played hard. He worked hard. He deserves to be where he's at. And stereotypes will never serve people correctly. It's just not going to happen. You can't judge a book by its cover, as the old adage says. And Edgerrin James is the epitome of that. So shout out to my guy Edge and everybody else, man, that was dropping in. Harold Carmichael. Philly, stand up, baby. I mean, we used to joke with Harold Carmichael all the time when I was a rookie in Philly, you know what I'm saying? Because he had a very distinct way of spotting the ball in team period, you know what I'm saying? So he would always, like, bellow out right or left hash like he was singing in the opera or some shit. But Harold Carmichael, man, one of the original big dunk on your ass receivers, the first Megatron, if you will.
Man. Yeah, I got to watch some of the speeches, but I'm very happy for this class. You know, you have Peyton, you have Megatron, you know, Jimmy, Edgerrin, a lot of guys. Drew Pearson, finally.
Drew Pearson.
Good God Almighty.
Got that thing. OG Drew Pearson, yep. Man, finally got in that thing, man. Cowboys organization, you know what I'm saying? Got another one in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Keeping it moving, JB. The USA men's team, they were right in their obituary, and they beat France in the gold medal game. After everybody thought they were going to be like the garbage ass, you know, 0-4 team, whatever that was, they finally did it. Well, did you see any of that game, and what were your thoughts on the USA team?
I watched the last part of the game, and I mean, honestly, they did a great job. I mean, and it's not easy. Like, yeah, these guys are all stars and so on and so forth. But I feel like with everything that's going on and with the whole COVID situation and so on and so forth, and I don't think that they have ever had as much practice as like the old school dream team where they had those crazy, you know what I'm saying, aggressive and, you know what I'm saying, like legendary practices. And I don't really think they had the preparation that they needed to be that super dominant team. Plus, they had four all-stars, three, they had Middleton, Drew Holiday, and then Book came over. These cats just got through playing the NBA Finals, you know what I'm saying? So, I just don't think they had the preparation that other teams had. Talent-wise, they got to be up there in the top, no matter what Olympic team it is, they got to be up in the top. But my thing is that, yeah, they won, and man, just shut the fuck up and take the medal, right? For real, like, cause you saw all the shit on social media, you saw it, right? You saw it, and the first motherfucker to react, and we all know, old sensitive Kevin, you know what I'm saying? So, I thought they was catching up to us, or whatever the hell he said. Man, just shut the hell up. You know, the worst thing that could have happened to all the naysayers is for you to pick that damn medal up. That was the worst thing. For you to hold that damn medal up, you to wrap that flag around you, that's the worst thing that could have happened. And then we got the thing running around crazy. So, that's the worst thing that could have happened. That is the worst thing that could have happened to anybody who thought that they were done. Right, Benny? Like, oh, they done. They not going to be as good as these other as current teams. And they won it. They got a gold medal. And they just happened to beat the team that beat them in the first game in live, basically, you know what I'm saying, like, relevant contention. So, like, come on, bro. Like, shut up. And then, of course, the follower himself, right, Donkey, Draymond Green, he got to say something. Like, come on, bro. Y'all won it. Like, shut up. Shut up. You won. Damn. Sip on LeBron's tequila and shut the fuck up and enjoy your gold medal. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant might be the best player. Right. Kevin Durant might be the best player in the world right now. And you steady reacting to talking heads, man. Shut up, bro. Congratulations to the gold medal of the men's and the women's, right? Our girls got it done on the strength of Brittany Griner. You know what I'm saying? The Valley standing up one more time. Right? 30 points, you know what I'm saying? I think she had like 34-7, you know what I'm saying? If you know basketball stats, balling. But a girl's got it done. And I ain't hearing them talking no shit to nobody, right? It's just they earned their medal, they kicked their ass, and they won. So They had a little bit of I wouldn't say easier role, but they were more dominant. Plus, again, they probably had more time to prepare. So, yeah, shout out to them. But, man, y'all shut the hell up with y'all sensitive asses. God damn. Kobe rolling over in his grave right now. Like, well, y'all shut the fuck up. Right? God. I can hear, you know what I'm saying, Bean saying that to him. Man, y'all shut the hell up and enjoy this win. Shit. God damn.
And, I mean, I feel like it's one of those things where the men's team was a lot of really good players who came together. And let's be honest, they do what America can do, is that they can out-athleticize the rest of the world.
Right.
And that's fine. And they had their hiccups as far as, like, lineups and figuring out who's going to be the man. Plus the FIBA rules, they don't call that ticky-tack like, ran into somebody. Nope. Call it. Nope. They don't do that shit. Nope. And honestly, the NBA could stand to learn from international rules, because not only are there more international players than ever before, mm-hmm. but it's like they call the game a lot better in FIBA than they do in the NBA. Well, you can't do the James Harden shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's like, yeah, you're exactly right, Benny, but it's like, call NBA basketball like you call the playoffs.
Right.
That's very simple. Like, call the regular season like you call the playoffs, right? The games would go so much faster.
Right? Yeah, no shit.
For real, the games would be so much faster.
Yeah. So, and the women, I mean, conversely, it's like, that's why women's basketball is getting so much doper than it ever has, because it's like, you're right. Now there are plenty of stars and very talented players, but they're not approaching the shit, especially in the Olympic competition, like a lot of the men are. I mean, I feel like they handle it better. And it's like you always hear about the men complaining, oh, have the, you know, who's going to actually compete for America? You know, obviously America's notorious for not playing, you know, not paying Olympians and stuff like that. So it's a double-edged sword. Now, obviously, it's a little bit different for the higher level sports, but I feel like the women carry it better than the men.
Yeah.
In terms of how they represent and how they play.
Yeah. Right.
You're like,
yeah. They didn't cry, you know what I'm saying, and say, oh, we told you guys we'd do it. Like, shut up. Man, look, shut up. Shut up. All right? Just shut up. God damn it.
Straight up.
That's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing. Y'all grown ass men. Going back and forth with the likes of Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith. And like, man, come on, bro. Y'all, man, look, y'all like some females, bro. Weirdos, bro.
Well, keeping it moving, JB. Taking it to music, I actually saw this just before we got on this evening, and it made me very happy. As someone who worked in hip-hop for a long time, I was very happy to see this because I know it was a battle. Talib Kweli, he has a dope podcast you need to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed that De La Soul finally owns the masters to their music. Now, right. For those who don't know what that means, that basically means the rights.
Right.
The actual ownership. And, you know, they have one of those terrible, like, 90s record deals where they mm-hmm. didn't see any money from their music. And now they finally have control. And I know it was a big-time issue for them to get on, like, streaming platforms. So for those hip-hop heads out there, I know you appreciate the artists finally having control of the music. And JB, you've had friends on here, friends of the show, that are up-and-coming artists, and we've had these conversations. So how does that sit with your soul, no pun intended?
It's outstanding, man. It's outstanding. You know, De La Soul, you know, said one of the dopest groups from back in the day, and a lot of cats got them fuck over deals, man. Like, I was just laughing I think me and my partner Brian Johnson on the golf course today was just kind of, you know, reminiscing about and recollecting about the fact that Jadakiss's album, you know what I'm saying, Kiss the Gang Goodbye, came out 20 years ago. 20 years ago? Jesus Christ. Right? And then the cat on Twitter was like, oh, nobody was paying attention. I quickly replied, hey, speak for yourself, my guy. One of my favorite albums, right? My kids can attest, man. Shout out to Zion Winters, you know what I'm saying? My son, yeah. Son Joe. He's got a new project coming out, by the way, so you guys will hear about that. And then shout out to Young Tullis, you know what I'm saying? His counterpart artist himself, But Tellus tweeted the album picture, and he was like, I know, you know what I'm saying? He added me. I know he bumping this right now on anniversary. I used to torment them, Benny, with the Put Your Hands Up song. I used to just torture them with the song, and that was my shit. But, man, artists are becoming smarter. And, of course, the 90s showed them that. But, oh, yeah, what I was talking about on that album is they had that skit, Jay Jerkin, right? Which is like, if you've never heard that skit, it is hilarious, bro. Like, it is hilarious. But they were basically making fun of, you know what I'm saying, the issue and the deal that they had with Bad Boy and how they, you know what I'm saying, how he was getting butt fucked, you know what I'm saying, for their publishing. No pun intended. So, shout out to De La Soul, masters of everything, owning your music is everything. More and more artists are getting to that point, and they're saying, hey, this is my music. I'm the one working. I'm the one creating. Let me get paid, right? So shout out to De La Soul, pioneers in this whole hip-hop thing.
Yeah, man. Speaking of pioneers, got to talk about it. Lox, Dipset versus Madison Square Garden. I did not watch it live, but I watched the full replay. I'm going to tell you what, and shout out to front of the show, the Ultimate Savage, Kevin Robinson. We were talking about this a little bit on text. When you do the verses, you got to come with a strategy, because we've seen with what happened with Gucci and now what happened with Dipset. If you come out with the too cool for school shit, you're going to get smoked. Because you got to have the record selection. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to vibe with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And they treated like their whole thing was like a full like mixtape. You got the street hits. You got the mainstream hits. You got the freestyle.
Right. You got the lady albums. Yeah. The
lady records. And I feel like the Lox came in guns loaded. And I feel like Dipset all flew in to New York like 5 hours before. And they're like, cool, we're going to be like, we're going to do our shit to kind of like knock them off balance. Yeah. But I didn't really feel like they came with it as far as like the performance.
Nah. To me, it's about energy. And you talk about, you know what I'm saying, like the, it's all verses are different. You know what I'm saying? Like some of them are more competitive. I'm not a huge fan of them, but I think it's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? But some of them are more competitive. Some of them are more of a vibe and a celebration of music. And like, man, look what we were doing at this time. And then this one was all out war, right? So the Dipset made this little video, you know what I'm saying, like when them sitting at a table and like, you know, basically talking shit about, you know, basically how they gonna do the damn thing and how they gonna do it. I saw people on social media like, oh, the Dip gonna do this and the Dip gonna do that, and I'm like, hey man, Jadakiss is one of my favorite rappers, and it's been noted on this album, I mean on this podcast several times on Wax in different episodes.
Oh yeah.
He was one of my top favorite artists of all times, right? I believe he's never spit a bad verse. I believe he's never done a bad project. And then he just really just destroyed them boys, man. Like, I mean, of course, Styles doing their thing. Sheek, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. But, like, Jada was pure hell, right? Period. So, I mean, and one thing that, like you said, they approached it more so like a concert. Because before the whole thing happened, they were in the back. You know, we follow Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying, on our podcast page at JP and Benny Blue on IG. But they showed them praying before the thing happened, just like most artists do before they do a show. So, yeah, and I think, you know, saying like at one point, Jada told Cam, like, you live in Miami. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, y'all ain't in the city no more. Like, you know, so we gritty from the city. So you saw New York, successful New York, active still in New York, in the hood of New York, versus made some money and got out of New York, right? And coming back to New York. So kind of like you said, disconnected to the city, but the Lox was all in. Yonkers, stand up. Shout out to the Stanaj family, you know what I'm saying? Wyo, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Rough Riders. Shout out to the Lox.
Oh, man.
Yowzer. It was rough, man. Deshaun. A friend of the podcast, Coach Deshaun Foster over there at UCLA, shout out to Smoke, Coach Smoke. He tweeted that now he needs to see the Eastsiders versus the West Side Connection. Hey, I said, hey, yeah, it's gonna be a whole boy, Casco ankle's gonna be hurting from seawalking.
Jesus. Yeah, man. Jada wasn't fooling around. And I put this on my own Twitter, and I've told people that, like, Jada might not be my favorite rapper of all time, but he's my favorite MC of all time. Because he's always prepared.
Yeah.
He's always prepared. Whether it's on a song or doing what he did, as far as, like, I'm here to rap, period. Right. And Cam was trying to be kind of cool, like, oh, you sound like you're in jail. What are we doing? He tried to get into, like, a freestyle, and, like, I think he was actually getting booed at one point.
Right.
Like, that's the thing about live entertainment, man. I don't care if you're a rapper, comedian, whatever the case may be. If you aren't coming ready, even if you're a legend, you're only going to get so much of a grace period.
Right.
But if they feel like you're phoning it in,
people
they're
try to
fucking turn on you.
People want to get entertained, man. That's what they come for. They come for the entertainment, man.
Yep. I love that Jada was like, if you wanted to hear the vocals, you could just stay in your car and listen to Apple Music. Like, that's the truth. Like, because, I mean, JB, you know this, and I know this from working in the industry. Hip-hop culture dominates the world, and it has for decades. But the one fatal flaw about hip-hop is that a lot of artists don't get the live show right.
Right.
And you saw these, like, with these, like, Rolling Loud clips where people are getting roasted because they weren't coming with it. People are paying money to see you. They're paying to see you perform, not scream over your vocals with 25 other people on stage. Like, that shit is ice cold now.
Nah, like, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? We need the live performance to be on point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened, man. They brung it, and they brung it at a high level, and it was entertaining, and it was street, and it was fun. It was all those things, right? It was beautiful.
Like, how are you going to risk catching Delta to hear someone screaming over Dipset Anthem? Like, the fuck? All those people in there? Like,
right, I'm like, who?
To stay home.
Right, I'm like, who are these cats? Like, you look at all these people, like, everybody just popping up on stage. Like, Fat Joe was in the crowd, like, what?
Right.
Like, when the dip was on. And then Freaky. Oh, Freaky.
Freaky.
Freaky was just, man, look, Freaky was doing the most. Freaky looked like goddamn, I tweeted that shit, man. Every time Dipset got on stage and I put a gif of somebody doing like the little, like, Freaky was, every time a song came on, Freaky was just cutting up. Now, that's what he do. Don't get me wrong, that's Freaky Zeke, but, man, that shit was weird as hell, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if Dipset would have, like, rehearsed and, like, really planned it, They could have been like blow for blow, tit for tat.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But they didn't.
This was just a case of one energy versus another energy, right? And the crowd was feeling the Lox energy, like you said. They came ready for war. The Dipset just kind of came in there and was like, "Yo, these are our songs, and we gonna bring all these cats with us and listen." Nah, man.
Not gonna work. Well, look, we appreciate you tapping in with us. I understand if it may sound a little goofy to you. You know, the live streams can be a little whatever with the technicality.
Right.
So we apologize in advance if it sounded a little off or whatever. But we appreciate. Oh, we got a comment.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Hey, Mrs. Futrell. That's my sister, bro. Mrs. Kelly Futrell. She has two beautiful. Last time I checked, she had two kids. But her and my brother, man, you know what I'm saying? They got two of the most beautiful little girls, and I am the godfather to both of them. Little boy and little girl, Brody and Ava, and I am the godfather to both of them. Kelly, y'all got another child? Are y'all done? Yeah, she replied back.
Dropping a comment, a question now. Get at us. So look, we're going to keep this thing pushing with one of our favorite segments, JB's. You would it or not. And JB, former Packer, Will Blackman, was on TMZ Sports Live, and he was talking about Rodgers after 2021 coming to the Saints. JB, Aaron Rodgers following Drew Brees, and I guess Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, are you with it or not, sir?
I mean, if you're going to leave the Packers organization, I think the Saints, quarterback friendly wise, the Saints are going to be a great place, right? I kind of like that. He's never played in a dome before, right? Sean Payton is the offensive mind, right? He's a quarterback guru, right? Aaron is already coming with all the experience, all the talent, all the skills. Still, to this day, that man is still top tier quarterback. So, yeah, I love to see Aaron Rodgers in the Saints uniform. I think that'd be dope. Really, I think that'd be dope.
I mean, I feel like he's going to go where he's got the best chance to win and he feels comfortable, and I'm pretty sure he would gel with Sean Payton. So it sounds far-fetched, but also it kind of doesn't. Considering, yeah, like, you know, just like where he's at in his career and his life. I mean, Brady's basically like a mercenary. So Why can't Rodgers do that at this point?
Nah, but again, he's done. He's given Green Bay everything that he can give them, right? Yes, everything, all right? My sis tapped in. She said they're done. I feel you. I feel you, girl. Good hearing from you. So keep, I said, what's happening? But yeah, man, that's a. I think, me personally, I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers play for the Saints. I think that'd be dope. I think that'd be a great place for him to end his career. He's going to have success. Peyton's going to make it fun for him. He's going to give him leeway. And again, playing in that dome, man, it's just different, right? It's just different.
Yeah, I agree. Well, speaking of one of his contemporaries, I have not heard his speech yet, JB, but some people were saying he was looking awful presidential. So bears the question on the line, Peyton Manning, is he in line to be the next NFL commissioner?
I can see it. His head's big enough.
Right? Literally.
Yo, that man's shoulders is like this and his head is like, damn, yo, homie got a six head, right? But, man, Peyton Manning he's smart. He's charismatic. He always looks good when the camera hits him. I could see it. I could see it. Because anything, and again, I'm not a Commissioner Goodell banger. Like, I don't bang on that dude. Players are getting paid more money than they've ever gotten paid ever in the NFL right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody bangs on Goodell. But, Tackley Boo made things really hard to follow, right? Which is why he's in the Hall of Fame right now. But I'm not a Goodell banger because Goodell has, whether we want to admit it or not, he's really fought for the players and for players to be represented better, for players to get paid more, for players to be the jail of this league as opposed to them just being expendable. So Peyton Manning, as political as he is, hell yeah, I could see him be the commissioner. Right? I could definitely see it. And soon.
Yeah, I hope soon. Because we've been well documented on this fine broadcast that we are about done with old Raj. Fuck out of here, Raj.
He's done what he's done. And you know what I'm saying? Was it the best? No. Was it the worst? No. But hey, you done did your thing, bro. Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, they need to have more stricter like term limits, honestly. Like, these cats are like dictators hanging out. It's like, what the fuck? Get out of here. Like, you've been around since like 06.
Chilling. Like, right. Chilling. Post it.
Yep. Maybe speaking of quarterbacks, one of the first ones to get paid from that class of 2018, Josh Allen, 6-year extension with 2 years on his existing deal. So, does it make sense for the Bills? Are they reaching because they've been so long since they've had like a franchise quarterback? Or do you think overall it breaks down? By the way, we're advocating for our guys to get paid. I'm saying for the long term for the team. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he's built for success in the long term, right? In the long run, that's just what he's built for. He's a smart quarterback. He did the graduation from being more athletic and less of an arm or less of an accurate arm to becoming now more of a pocket passer, moving in the pocket with precision, delivering the ball on time, putting the ball in great places. And I think the more pieces you put around this dude, the more success you're going to have. The Bills are going to be hell to deal with, man, going forward. You know, with Brandon Bean, you know what I'm saying, being the GM, and McDermott being the coach, these guys, they're younger men, you know what I'm saying? And they understand that we got to make sure that we're aggressive, and they just have a mindset about them. And I think Josh Allen is their guy. And that's what it's about when it's all said and done. He's our guy, so we're going to pay him. But he's a relevant pay. I'm not mad at all, right? And Buffalo pulled the trigger. They said, we're going to hold this cat in here. He's going to do great things for us. we want him to be a Bill for life, and that's what they did.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I hope that he continues to improve. I think they will, especially, you know, when they have the right pieces around him. But you always get a little nervous when you extend them a couple years before the contract runs out. Now, I do think he's better than someone like Baker, and I think it's smart the way the Browns are playing it because they do need to see Baker take it up a level. Is he talented as Allen or Lamar? Maybe not, but he still has another level or two to go up if he wants the serious bag, like the five-year, six-year bag. But, I mean, you saw it the Rams.
Right.
They extended Goff too early.
Which was – but that's just – I think that was very premature.
Right? Yeah.
Because that was the system. If you're talking about a system now, that was a system, right? Little dude over there, like I think he can put pretty much any quarterback in that system and they'll be successful because of the way he calls plays. And of course your guy over there, he's gonna have great success, and that sucks for me to say it because they're in our division. But he's gonna be just fine over there. As far as that, he again, like I said, he got paid because he's showing growth. His upside is tremendous, right? And that's why he got paid as early as he got paid. That wasn't a mistake pay. If they paid Baker right now, that would be a mistake pay because I honestly think we've seen all Baker has to give, right? I don't think he's going to be no more better than he's been in his last few years, like, unless he just literally flips a switch. I think he's too arrogant, Benny. I just think he's too arrogant, right? He's not humble enough to say, you know what, I need to be better, right? He's so busy trying to maintain this tough guy persona and be this bad boy quarterback. And, like, I think that we've seen the highest heights that we're going to see out of Baker Mayfield, right? That's just my opinion.
You might be right, sir. But it sounds like with Josh Allen getting the bag, you're with it. Rodgers.
Oh, love it.
Being the Saints quarterback, you're with it.
I love
Peyton
it.
Being the next NFL commissioner, you're with it.
Three for three.
All right. Got a couple random ones to throw at you now.
All right, here we go. That's what I'm talking about. Give me something else.
You know, JB is a workout playlist connoisseur.
I am.
Don't know this, and you see that on our Instagram, at JB and Benny Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, prep music. He likes his rock and roll.
Yeah.
I would play this, but I want to avoid copyright shit and any other technical difficulties, goddammit. But we got to check it out. We may even do a reaction video to this separately. JB, your guys, Guns N' Roses have a new song. The first time in 13 years. Hearing new music from Guns N' Roses, are you with it or not, sir?
I mean, come on, it's Guns N' Roses, hell yeah. I mean, as long as they ain't mumbling.
Could you imagine?
My God, as long as they don't make a song mumble rock, like, I'm straight. Like, I mean, it's Guns N' Roses, man. Yeah, I'm with it. They have never done wrong, never. And in the rock world, because the music in that genre, they are tops. They have never done wrong. So, hell yeah, you know. I still, you know, every day You Could Be Mine comes on my playlist and I work out, so.
Okay.
You Could Be Mine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wonderful song.
You Could Be Mine.
From the Terminator 2 soundtrack, for people that didn't know that. Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
And finally, JB, hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly. Ooh, the juice says he's avoiding L.A. to stay away from the real killer. Do you support Mr. Simpson's decision,
JB? Juice, do not come to L.A., all right? Juice, you could be sitting on the bus next to this person. We don't know, all right? Mm-hmm. You could be waking up to him every goddamn day. You could be looking at this man in the mirror every day. Hey, man, look. You got found not guilty? It is what it is, all right? We're not even gonna open that can of worms. Right, but if Juice say he don't feel comfortable coming to LA because he might run into the real person, then fuck it, Juice. Stay your ass. Where is he? In Palm Springs right now?
I feel like he lives in Florida.
No, he's in Vegas, right? He's in Vegas.
Or you might be right, but I think he lives on like a golf course and like, you know, everybody around him's like, hello, Mr. Juice. Like they're all very polite.
Right. Yeah. I mean, every time I see Juice, he's sitting on a golf cart. So I think he's in Vegas. I think he's out there in Henderson. Juice, stay out of L.A., man. You ain't got no. What you going to L.A. for? You good? All right, you relax. You done did that dance. All right, trust me, you done did that dance, Juice. Cool. All right, you cool.
And JB, considering that you're on the links like every Sunday before we do our live stream, bonus question: Would you play at least 9 with the Juice?
I play 18 with the Juice. Can you imagine?
Good, Juice.
Can you imagine the stories? Can you imagine, like, bro?
If you didn't get him to commit to doing the podcast, oh my god!
Oh yeah, nah, he'd be on here. Trust me, with bells on, you know. After an episode on an 18 holes on links with your guy, we're gonna smoke good cigars. What up, K Rob? We're gonna smoke good cigars. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna drink a little tequila. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of tequila, hey Charlie,
what the fuck, bro? Football season is coming up.
God damn, bro. Listen, I don't. What the fuck? Hey, what I gotta do, man? I was out there in LA. I text you didn't text me back, right? All we trying to do is help y'all get this damn tequila off the map. All right, it is a phenomenal product. Now everybody got a damn tequila. You know what I'm saying? LeBron got a tequila. The Rock got a tequila. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Spacey. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got a tequila. And we steady trying to pump Diamante, man. Come on, bro. I don't know what else I got to do. You look at our stories on Instagram. You won't call your boy, won't text your boy. I'm calling your ass out once again. It's like the first time I've done this on our podcast. And I'm calling you out again, bro. Send me some boxes of that shit so I can goddamn get it out here in the valley, bro. I got you. Great. Anyway. Yeah, me and the Juice. You know what I'm saying? And my boy BJ will probably be with me. You know what I'm saying? That's my golf guy. You know what I'm saying? So
you want to. I know the Juice is old now, but you want to have someone watching your six. You know?
I fuck the Juice up, but I'll make real juice out of that motherfucker. Y'all talking about the Juice? I'll squeeze your juiceless. Say word to corrupt, but yeah, man.
I'm just saying he might you know. He might have a blade to open things up, not to hurt anybody, just to open mail.
You gotta watch a cigar cutter, huh?
Right. Oh my god.
Damn it, Juice!
Son of a bitch.
Oh my god. But yeah, of course, man. I would play 18 with the Juice with bells on, man. I'm just, again, just the stories, bro. Just hearing him talk shit and listening to the stories. I mean, the man played in the NFL for what, 13 years? You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, the Juice, man. That's the Juice.
It's amazing how, like, polished and put together he is, considering, like, what allegedly happened. Like, if you didn't know anything about his history, you'd be like, oh, that's just, like, he's just, like, a wonderful old man that has a lot of amazing stories and highly intelligent.
Right.
Which all those things are still true, I guess.
Right.
But also, it's like, maybe you know, go on the internet if you've never met him before.
Right. Don't ever Google Orinto James. Right? Don't do it, right? If you just meeting OJ, if you listen to this podcast and you are a younger person that don't know nothing about OJ Simpson, right, just enjoy the person that he is, right? Because, man, his name got drugged through the mud. We don't know what the hell happened. We don't know. We're not going to comment on what happened, but man. Yeah, Juice. We'll hit the links whenever you want, Juice. Matter of fact, I'm coming out to Vegas, and I'm going to find the Juice, and we're going to play some golf. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody tapping in. Again, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Get our YouTube channel. Subscribe. We get all different types of content. Full podcast episodes, reaction videos, JB's Hog Talk, mm-hmm. clips of the show, interviews, great interviews of guests. So make sure to tap in with us there and all of our social media. And JB, take us home. Your final thoughts. Leave the reviewers with something.
So to the average human being. And yeah, we're finna talk a little bit about Simone Biles and her decision to step away from a couple of events in the Olympics. Not quit, as all of you people are using the term. Well, she's a quitter. Like, when have you ever had to come out of your shell to be anything except what you are? Right? How fucking dare you, sitting on your mama's couch with a laptop in your hand talk shit about someone who performs at the highest level every time she touches whatever she's doing, right? How fucking dare you not allow a human being to be a human being? How fucking dare you? And that goes with Simone Biles or anybody else who is in the spotlight, who is an entertainer, who is an athlete, who is any person of power and prestige, someone who is in the limelight. How dare you not allow a person to be a person? Sorry, sons of bitches, right? Everybody who has something to say about it, fuck you. Like, real shit, right? You don't know what the hell that young lady's going through, right? So for her to take a step back, well, she's not obligated to do that shit. She's not obligated at all. She never signed a contract to say, yeah, I got to go do these events. I got to go do... Nah, she's there voluntarily. Now, of course, she has sponsors and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And she's getting paid a certain amount of money. Very little from the United States of America, I can promise you that. But her sponsorships and all that shit, I'm pretty sure they were disappointed. But in the long run, I'm pretty sure they supported their client because she's going to make them a whole lot more money than that little incident, right? Hurt. So how dare you, right? How dare you? Stay in your lane, right? Stay in your lane and put yourself in other people's shoes for a change. Like, stop being so quick to judge. That's all we are in this society today, is judge. Social media has made it so quick and so easy to judge. All right, Mike Tyson said it, and like so many great things that Mike Tyson said, right? Too many people ain't getting punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Too many people ain't getting punched in the mouth. I saw something on my barber's page. My man Lefty, shout out to Lefty, shot by Lefty out here in Phoenix, Arizona, the Ahwatukee area. There's a lady on TikTok, and I don't have TikTok, so anything I see on TikTok is on somebody else's page. So she was speaking about the cancellation of Kevin Samuels. Now, if you know anything about adult life, you know you've heard Kevin Samuels' name, and you understand how he thinks and the things that he says and his approach. And everybody's like, well, let's cancel this person. Well, let's cancel that person. Well, let's cancel this person. She said it straight up, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. Y'all basically a bunch of bitches. Right, getting your feelings, and we kind of just spoke about it earlier with our gold medal winning men's national team basketball. Yeah, we're just a bunch of bitches, you know what I'm saying? That's so quick to fire back at somebody because they voiced their opinion, right? and we're so quick to cancel people because of the things that they do. Fuck them. How about that? How about fuck them? Somebody asked me, was I going to listen to Kanye's Donda album? No. Because I don't fuck with Kanye no more. And that's just me, right? Because of the things that he's done. I ain't canceling him because I listen to all his old shit, right? All of it. Just when I was leaving the golf course today, you know what I'm saying? Everything I'm not came on. And it just make you get into the slump head bob, right? Is what it is, right? But I can't rock with this man going forward. That's just my thing. I ain't canceling him. I want to make all the money in the world. He's a billionaire now. Shout out to Kanye West, right? Black man, billionaire. It's a beautiful thing. So, to all of you naysayers, to all of you opinionated people out there who have done nothing in your life, but woke up, scratched your ass, took a shit, and went to your job, all right? Fuck you, because you don't know pressure, all right? You don't know pressure. You don't know having the weight of the world on your shoulders. You never felt that. You never done anything in front of 75 to 80,000 people where everybody's judging you. You've never had to jump on social media and been called out of your name, been called this, that, and the third. You've never had to do any of that. All right, so go to hell. All right, suck a fat baby dick. All right, and I hope you choke on it. All right, but in the long run, when it's all said and done, all right, we appreciate you guys listening to the JB and Benny Brew Review. This has been another live stream, and of course, if you're going to check us out in the podcast form, all right, follow us at JB and Benny Blue on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Follow for more content. All right, we like 5-star reviews. All right, where's my hand? There it is. We like the 5-star reviews. Right. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Continue to check out our past content. Hog Talks on that thing. All right. We're going to continue to make some more content. We're going to continue to do Savage Reactions. All of those things, because there's a lot of great things coming out. And of course, yeah, football season is starting officially. Ooh. It has started. But officially, the preseason starts this Thursday coming up on the 12th of August. Yeah, it's back. It's officially back, all right? COVID, schmovid, yovid, hovid, right? At this point, we're living with the shit, and we got to deal with shit, right? So, football's COVID, back.
Yovid, sons and folk.
Sons and folk, right? So, shout out to all y'all, all right? We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Hit us up on our email at jbnbillyreview@gmail.com if you want to jump on and try to holler at your boys about possibly becoming one of our employees, man, and becoming part of the team, I should say. I don't like to use the word employee. Becoming part of the team to help make this show successful is a great way to thicken your resume if you're trying to get into this whole media business. So holler at us. Just holler at us for anything, sponsorships, so on and so forth. Charlie, you know I love you, bro. I give you a hard time. But I want that goddamn tequila in my hands and watch what the fuck I do with it, all right? So other than that, Benny. Oh, yeah. So before we go, all right. Now, I've been seeing this on social media, and I don't know what the fuck is going on. But one of our guys, one of our friends of our podcast, we still want to get this guy on our show. Great comedian. One of the funniest dudes that you're going to see on social media, Tony Baker. From what I see, has lost his oldest son, right? His oldest son's name is Serene. I don't know how it happened. I just know that Tony posted something earlier, and it was like, you know, a memory, you know what I'm saying, a memory type setup, you know what I'm saying, of his memory and all this other stuff on the sidewalk and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know what happened to the young man, but obviously he's left this earth. And, man, whew, Benny.
Yeah, so I posted it real quick. Shout out to Tony Baker, shout out to front of the show, DC Irvin. Serene was killed with two other friends by a couple street racers in Burbank. And wow. JB knows, in the valley, them young boys out here with the little tuner cars, and they're flying down these streets in the valley. L.A., when your mama tells you before you go out of the house, be safe, this is one of the reasons why. That should have never happened to that young man, to his friends. L.A., you got to chill on the street racing, for real. Because they were in a car, and they got hit, and that's what happened. So prayers and blessings to Tony Baker and his entire family, because that's what happened.
Wow, that is disgusting to hear, right? All my children, Joe, James, Amir, Deja, Anaya, and Sparrow, daddy loves y'all to death. Please be safe, because I got four driving, right? And it's people, I tell people all the time, Benny, is that having young kids is one thing, but when you have kids that are adults, it's a whole nother level of stress. So y'all be safe out there, man. Always watch your 6, hell, your 3, your 9, and your 12, because it's danger all around you. You know, the grace of God is the grace of God, but it's danger all around you, you know. So shout out to Tony Baker and his family, and man, I am deeply saddened for the loss. Like I said, I was just trying to figure it out, and I don't know nobody to ask. So I'm glad you had the insight, Benny, on the situation. And man, prayers, many prayers, just going for the strength, you know what I'm saying, of his family and his little brother, and you know what I'm saying, it's crazy.
Yep. Shout out to Tony, and shout out to everybody that's tapping in, whether the live stream or the podcast, jbandbanyblereview.com. We'll see you next week. More details coming about the For the People Fantasy Football League. Of course, the KSRN crew. We getting everybody together for fantasy this year. Savage Picks coming back. 3 weeks of preseason.
3 weeks of preseason, man.
In the game, baby.
It's going to be time to get your shit together. Hey, shout out to my little bro, D'Angelo Williams, and Gary Barnes. You know what I'm saying? They got a podcast. What is the name of their podcast, bro? I can't think of it. Future guest, all right?
Very future guest.
Just trying to figure out the name of their podcast, because I don't fucking know, all right? We're going to let social media figure it out, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, shout out to them.
Man, shout out to them, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to them, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's about it, man. But what a day, what a day.
Yep.
What a day, what a day. Cinnamon and sugar. That sounds about right. That just...
Okay. Well, tap in with them wherever you listen to podcasts.
That just... And that, you saw my face when I read that. That just sounds about right. Boy's wild. Anyway, so...
Wherever you listen to podcasts, tap in with us. We always upload them in podcast form. 5-star rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that shit. We love you. Until next Sunday, we are out. Peace.
Holla.
Yeah.
the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.